was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541. Shitty U-turn on a freeway.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He's King at Jeromney. So, we have sports to talk about.
Sports!
Yeah, it's like, I don't really know what to do. Like, maybe you guys can help. But, you know, this week, what happened is just fucking sad. You know, like I've been trying to sort of process it the last couple days, just because my daughter is in fourth grade. My daughter is 10 years old. And so I am immediately put in the shoes of all of the parents, all of the people who are going through everything that's been going on this week. And I have fits of like seeing people online making ridiculous statements and just feeling tremendous rage, like just anger that I don't know that I can really place that I've ever really had before. Just like really, really mad. And, you know, like no way to process that correctly. You know what I mean? And then
are you also
very sad, because it is fucking sad. There's no way around that this is sad, which then makes me angry because people are using it as an opportunity to like talk shit about people and be petty. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So sorry,
well,
you were saying.
I think you found what society is now with social media. Because before this happened without social media, like you're saying, your problem, you don't have a way to, you know, get your frustration
out.
You'd never
see that bullshit either, you know? So,
well, you could have seen it, you know, too. I mean, we are all close to, you know, Thurston High School is just down the road from us. We were, you know, in middle school when, you know, the first, you know, school shooting happened. But we didn't have social media at the time.
Yeah.
But if you think about now, your frustration, all you have to do is get on Twitter and you see some jag off say something stupid, and all of a sudden everyone, you just take your, you know, vent your frustration out on people online now.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you're seeing a lot of.
And this, the Steve Kerr thing, which, you know, we should talk about because he's a prominent figure and, for what it's worth, political figure in sports. I mean, he, you know, tries not to be, I think, genuinely, but he ends up being one. Or at least he's, you know, sort of postured that way in the media. So I saw the Steve Kerr, you know, his anger, and I felt it, and I, you know, agreed with it, and everything he said, I totally agree with. But I saw it and I was mad, because I was like, well, fuck, this is just going to be another thing everybody shares on Instagram and on Facebook and whatever. And it's like, yeah, this, blah, blah, blah. And then does fucking nothing.
Well,
changes absolutely nothing. It's like, yes, Steve Kerr is absolutely fucking right. You know what? The same thing was true after Sandy Hook. The same thing was true, like, after every school shooting. The same thing was true after motherfuckers got shot in a fucking grocery store. Like, that's always been true. And people have been there. They see it, they do their little Instagram post, and then they fucking move on 2 days later. Then they're back to the bullshit. It's like, fuck, I don't want, my daughter's 10, man. This can't be a fucking thing we live with, you know? I'm sorry. Like, you know what? Like, we're supposed to, like, be an escape for people from this shit, but it's like, you know what? Fuck that, man. Like, my kid goes to school. Your kids go to school. People listening, kids go to school. This shouldn't be a fucking thing we deal with, man.
But it is a thing.
Yes.
And it will continue to be a thing because, listen, I'll wrap back around, but, you know, and I've kind of said this before on here, we have experienced, like, the most turbulent 20 months of our lives.
Yeah.
A pandemic, the summer of George Floyd, the most toxic presidential election ever, you know, multiple school the shooting of Buffalo, abortion rights coming up again. Like, we have lived through like 19 months of the most chaotic bullshit ever, right? For us, you know, someone for sure could tell me that, you know, the 1980s or the 1860s were more chaotic, but you know what I'm saying? Nothing has changed. Nothing. We have lived through a period where we were ripe for fundamental change on anything for the positive, and we didn't do anything. Nothing. All we did from COVID to the shooting on Tuesday was make voting a little harder in the South and make women's health rights more difficult. We have seen bullshit after bullshit after bullshit, and all we're doing is regressive politics. And want to know what? Tip of the cap to the Republicans. They're great at politics. I think their politics suck. There you go, listener. You know where I stand. I think Ted Cruz, fucking asshole. He's smart. He's a fucking asshole. Marjorie Greene Taylor, she's dumb. Lauren Boebert, she's dumb. It's gross that they're here. They're dumb. But smart voices like Ted Cruz blaming doors. He went to an elementary school and blamed doors. Doors. He blamed doors, not guns. And when they say the mental health bullshit, they don't fund mental health
vote
stuff.
Against it.
They
vote don't. Against it every time.
Because you want to know what? Because if you say you have depression or you have an issue, you're a beta male. That's what they run on. I don't want to hear, oh, we need to open up avenues for angry men or angry boys. They don't run on that. They run on alpha, beta, we are strong, you are weak, bullshit. I don't want to hear it from them. And yes, we'll talk about sports ball here soon enough. But it is fucking garbage. And the Democrats, they're weak as hell too. They're not coming out with no blood on their hands on this bullshit either. And I know they pushed something, 2 years ago, gun control stuff, and it's sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk, and it'll never be voted on because Mitch McConnell is the best. He is the GOAT. Yeah. You saw what he did with, you know, the Supreme Court when Obama was in office. He's going to stall that shit forever. So the Democrats are losers.
I was going to say,
real Republicans drive this bullshit.
Real quick, on that note, literally, to your point, nothing has changed at all. Nothing has even gotten close to changing. Literally, Mitch McConnell today said he gave his guy permission to reach out to the Democrats to work on a bipartisan thing. Why the fuck is he the arbiter of all of this? Is there not a fucking president in charge who could just fucking do an executive order? Is there not the fucking House is majority Democrat? The fucking Senate is majority Democrat. Are they not fucking in control right now? Why the fuck is this guy the arbiter of change? The guy who literally wants nothing to change in his entire fucking Senate career, why is he in charge of changing stuff?
And I get it. You know, America sits there, the politicians go, we don't want to be a parliament. We are a democracy, right? I get it. So executive orders are kind of frowned upon. But Joe Biden is never going to do an executive order that's not popular. He's just not. I voted for that guy. Wank, wank, crank, crank.
Fucking,
I'm an idiot.
Fucking fall on it, you 90-year-old loser. Fucking fall on it. I don't give a
do
shit.
Do something.
You're not going to fucking be president another 4 years.
He's not getting
you're too
elected.
Fucking old
he's
for
losing
that.
Losing re-elected. Yeah.
Fall on it.
Fall on it. Do something. Like I don't send my kids to school every day thinking, oh, they might get slaughtered of listening or doing geography. I don't think that.
You would go crazy if you did that every day.
If it happened,
it's in the back of your mind now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. And like, I have a kid in elementary school. I have a kid in middle school. The kids are the schools are a 3-minute walk apart. The elementary school is new. I think it was built in 2015. granted, like Sandy Hook, if you have an AR-15, you can blow right past all that bullshit of locked doors, buzzer in, all that. Middle school, his middle school is open. It is open, dog. Like
wide open.
It is open. There was a parent who was killed there like 5 years ago for fucking with cops, and he brought a gun in, and the cops came and killed him. That place, and it's old. It's an old school. It's getting replaced soon, and they will build it with school shooting and security stuff in mind. But it is just a thing. Like, if it happened here, I wouldn't be shocked. There'd be no surprise to me. And that is, I don't know, we say, we're the only country this happens to. And it's true. It's absolutely true. It's, and what I don't, the thing that just absolutely makes no sense is that we just, our country is so in love with the Second Amendment. Like, it was written in like 1780. And I know this is a dumb point. You've all heard it. That was written when we had muskets.
I think they're in love with the idea of it.
AR-15 is not the same thing we wrote in the Constitution. It's just not. And I'm not even anti-gun. I think guns are boring. I've shot them many a time. I can have fun for like 5 minutes. At a certain point, it's just a target. I don't care. I'm not going hunting. I've been hunting once, and I sat in a duck blind. It was wet and cold, and I woke up at 3 a.m. That was not fun to me. But if you want to carry, I'm okay with that. But I have yet to hear a reasonable reason why any of us should buy an AR-15. That is a militarized gun, and you know it's a militarized gun because that's what kids use to slaughter their other kids in school. It's just a fact. If Kip Kinkle walked into Thurston High School with an AR-15, there would be more than was like 3 kids that were killed. It would have been a shit ton because he wouldn't have to sit in a fucking cafeteria and reload his single shot, like buckshot rifle. It's just insane. And I know we love guns, and we're me yelling and you mad and Ron White, it doesn't matter. It's just what it is. And I've hit my breaking point, like with government. I don't care. I don't believe in Republicans. I don't believe in Democrats. I don't believe in Libertarians. I don't believe in any of them because they don't care, because the NRA is in. Ted Cruz has done all these interviews in the last 2 days, and he blamed doors and he blamed all stuff. And he is sitting there protecting his A-plus rating from the NRA so he can get campaign donations. Mitt Romney, who 5 years ago, everyone said, oh, he's kind of a safe Republican. He's fine. We just disagree on taxes. He's not only the most funded member of government by the NRA.
By a lot.
Like $10 million, like $13 million.
$13.5 million.
Insanity.
Yeah.
Crazy. And I know some people are listening to this that I'm probably friendly with and rolling their eyes. It is insane that we do this all the time.
Yeah.
And what struck me, and when I knew my brain was rotted and used to this, is when I saw an Apple alert on my phone on Tuesday, two kids dead in a school shooting. I went, oh.
Only man, two?
I went, that sucks. Oh. And then, about 45 minutes later, two kids and teacher. And in my head, I go, I don't know this school. I don't know anything about it. It could have been a gunfight between, it was an elementary school. So, but I didn't quite. And then when I saw 14, that is when I was like, oh, fuck. 14 is what it took me. And if you want to judge me for that,
a lot of people, by the way,
more than
a lot
fair
of people
to do so.
A lot of people are sounding different this time, which is nice. Hopefully they still sound different in a week or a month or a year, and they're actually doing something. Sorry to interrupt, but what you're saying, I noticed with a bunch of people who aren't normally reactive.
And hey, like I said, judge me for that all you want, because one kid lost is one too many. But I wasn't even fazed by two. I just kept it going and tweeted, hey, the Mets bullpen, pretty good this year. Sucks about Max Scherzer.
Well, you guys can vouch for this. I was the same. So that day, literally that day, I texted both of you. some pithy bullshit about like the Ducks and the Mariners.
Yeah.
Like, and then later on it actually clicked and it's like, oh fuck.
Holy fuck.
Like,
holy fuck.
The first one should have fucking made me angry.
We're used to it. It didn't. And I know I forget who the guy who tweeted it was, but that tweet from like 2015 about the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting, where he said America has decided how they stand on children and gun rights. We did nothing after Sandy Hook. The most prescient tweet ever tweeted. It's absolutely true. We decided then we don't care. We do not care. We're, like I said earlier, we're blaming doors. Doors. And, you know, it's dumb. Like, hey, it's probably a fire code violation. You probably can't have just one door in a school. But we're blaming doors, man. What? Just, it's,
well, I think it's weird. Our generation's a little different, too, because I think in movies and, you know, it wasn't on the news as much, but I'm sure it was happening a lot. People were getting shot in school all the time. You know, they always the guy carrying a gun to school and shooting like a guy he's pissed at. You know, that happened, you know, probably hundreds of times while we were in school.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's all it was because that's all it was with you. You know, at least then with a pistol, it was like, all right, I'm taking this one guy out who we have a beef with, kind of thing. Yeah. And you know, that was the whole Friday thing, like, oh, you know, men settle with their fists instead of just like a gun like that. But how it is nowadays, it's not like, oh, I'm pissed at just this guy because he, you know, wronged me. It's, oh, I'm pissed at the world, so I'm going to go mow down all these random kind of things.
Well, like, even to make like a dusty pop culture reference, that Pearl Jam song, you know, Jeremy, right?
Jeremy, yeah.
So, if he had an AR-15, that music video is a lot more bloody. It just, we're so desensitized to it. It's just insane.
As the three of us, I think I'm probably the only of the three of us that own a gun.
Yeah, and that's fine. Yeah. I'm not anti. Well,
no, I'm saying I own a gun because I go hunting every year. And that is, it has a three rounds that you can put in, and in between each shot, you have to like, you know, crank it back and do all this. So the difference between that is, like you said, I can't go, you couldn't go mow down 20 people with that. It takes, you know, 10 seconds to chamber a bullet and, you know, shoot out the empty one. That's the difference is, you know,
absolutely.
I, you know, people, you know, all the, you know, the big Second Amendment people will say, oh, it's my right to have this assault rifle, but there is no hunting purpose for that weapon.
Functional purpose.
Well, their argument is to protect their home from a government or whatever the British were invading and they had muskets to protect their house. That's what that fucking law was made for. Like
Joe Biden is 97 years old. Yeah. If he wanted the government to kill me, I would be dead. It does not matter. Like it just is what it just. It's a nonsense. Again, we're going back to 1780. It's not the same thing. The government wants you dead, you're dead. And I know that it's not the same. It's not the same thing. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm almost afraid to say it. I almost don't even want to say it because I'm going to get fucking put on like a list. Like some algorithm's going to pull it from this podcast and put me on a list or something. But it's like, I don't understand. So again, going back to when, you know, you start putting yourself in the shoes of these people. So again, I have a 10-year-old daughter. She is the same age as all of these kids who died. And I put myself in the shoes of one of these parents. And my immediate thought is, you know, desperate sadness, obviously. But then the most anger and focused anger I would ever have in my life, and who would I want to take that out on? The people who allowed this to happen, right?
Right.
And so I'm a little surprised, and again, I am not saying this is the answer, I'm not saying this should ever happen, but I'm saying I'm a little surprised that hasn't happened, that somebody doesn't see, you know, Clay Travis going on Twitter and saying the stuff that he says as the parent of some kid who just died, and you go find Clay Travis. You know what I mean? Like, I, I'm shocked that hasn't happened. With the regularity that these things are starting to happen nowadays, I am shocked that that hasn't happened yet. Because honestly, as the parent of a 10-year-old, that would be one of my first thoughts. Like, somebody would have to talk me out of it. And I'm sure somebody would, but somebody, literally, it would take talking out of something like that.
But like, these guys like Clay Travis, and he's not alone on that talking point.
Sure.
And again, we're making it political. Sure. Sorry, guys. It just is what it is.
Deal with
it. Clay Travis, dumb.
That's borderline sports, so we're good.
Right, yeah.
Bashing him is...
But these like powerful right-wing voices now, you know, they've spent the last, 36 hours being, well, my kids' schools have all these locks and security. I want to be like, yeah, you make $6 million a year and your kids go to a private Catholic school. That is not what even like your listeners, that's not the reality of the people that even fervent, like just follow you to the T. You're an exception. Like, yes, I bet you want to know what? I guarantee you, I couldn't go to a Sierra Canyon and shoot Bronny James. You want to know why? Because everyone that goes to school there as parents is a billionaire. It's different.
They have locks on their doors. They have security.
We don't live that
gates.
Life. We're normal.
Yes. Like, we go to public schools.
Kids where their parents make $250,000 a year. Honestly, they're not going to that same school. And so it's another one of those just things where they throw that out there because they know it'll get engagement and it gets retweeted and it gets liked and it gets aggregated and it's poison, man. It's just poison.
And it pisses me off so much because they're the first ones to get mad at politicians for making it political when it is a politician's job to try to legislate stuff like this.
Do your job.
That's their job, is to be political. And so when you say like, oh, you're making this a political issue, no, motherfucker, that's what this is. Well, they need to fix this. So yes, it's a public health issue. Like Steve Kerr said, yes, it's a public health issue because we have people dying because of it. But politicians fix this sort of thing. That's what they're supposed to do. There's like... Look, Beto is running for governor of Texas.
He will not win.
He's not going to win, but I see the angle of him doing what he did. Also, somebody fucking has to do that, right? Somebody has to do that. If he's not going to do it, who's going to do it in Texas, right? Like, somebody has to go to that press conference and be like, you motherfuckers need to change something. That's his job. He's a politician. Well,
And speaking
tell the current governor, you need to change something.
Speaking of doing your job, this is like a running bit from Loveline, like 20 years ago. Again, dusty, dated, and Adam Carolla probably doesn't even agree with this bit now. If follow Adam Carolla.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Dr. Drew.
He had a running gag of telling police officers, do your job. Don't worry about the kid with a 10 stack in his pocket. Hey, cops, fight crime. Do your job. And you want to know what those, as more reports are coming out, you want to know what those cops in Texas that reported the school didn't do? Their job. They did not fight crime. The spokesman of the sheriff's office getting on local TV and unintentionally, of course, admitting that the sheriffs and cops went in there and tried to pull out kids they knew, their family members. That's not your job. Fight crime. We've spent 18 months now. Back the blue. These colors don't run. No, you want to know what those colors did? They ran.
They ran.
They
spent 40 minutes keeping parents outside.
And we've seen the videos.
Amazing.
Videos are out there of them.
You know who shot the guy?
Handcuffing a mom.
You know who shot the guy? A Border Patrol agent. So the actual cops in the community didn't even go in. They got all hands on deck. Every officer of any kind in the entire area came down, and it was a fucking Border Patrol guy who went in there and shot a dude instead of the cops.
It's the same thing with in 2018 with Parkland. Scott Peterson, that campus officer, hid We saw it on surveillance. Yeah. He hid. He listened to kids get killed. And he hid. And I get it. I would be terrified. But you want to know what I'm not? I'm not a fucking cop. It's not my job to confront an armed person slaughtering children. It's not my job. That is what you signed up for. And people are saying it's not. That's your do your job, fight crime. It's just insane that the people that like Back to Blue, all that stuff, you know, during the summer of George Floyd are now saying, well, because, you know, people celebrated the George Floyd verdict, cops aren't willing to go in and be heroes. No.
Yeah.
The cop killed George Floyd. What are you even talking about? You. He's in jail. Like, he did a crime.
By the way, it's frustrating. So that has always been sort of the one argument, right? Is you know, the cops, they're here to protect you. Do what they say. You know, if you're not doing anything wrong, the cops are here to protect you. They're the first line of defense. They're always going to go in, and that's sort of out the window with this one.
Yeah,
right?
It's not true. It's just
the argument. First of all, the argument was never really there. I'm not saying all cops are cowards and they are bad or anything like that. I'm just saying. The argument has never been legit, but now it has been proven false, and there are children dead because of it. But they were assaulting parents outside of the school who were trying to get in there and save their kids. Like, cowards. Fucking Clay Travis called Steve Kerr a coward.
A coward.
Fuck you. The cops were cowards.
Like, and I'm one of the first ones. I'm one of the it's a bad dark joke by me. I have no problem making fun of 9/11 now. It's been 20 years. As a country, we were dumb, and looking back, we're like, oh, celebrate going to the mall. They're not
tragedy
French
plus time
fries.
Equals comedy,
they're,
right?
They're freedom fries now. Like,
sure.
Whatever. But you want to know what the first responders on 9/11 didn't do? They didn't cower outside the World Trade Centers.
Sure did.
The firemen walked up knowing they're dead. They went through training. They know they're dead. And we can't get cops to do it now, and we're supposed to back them? Fuck you. Like, I'm not even saying we don't need cops. The defund the police thing was bad messaging because they meant allocate resources.
Yeah, they meant don't spend money on tanks.
Exactly. And it was the message was just lost because, like I said, Republicans are great at
because of branding. Republicans are great at branding.
But fuck you guys. Fuck the cops. Go in there. If you were killed, I would think that's sad. I would. I would think that's sad.
I think you're a hero. I'd make a fucking statue of you. But you're like, going in there to try to save kids.
But fuck you for standing out there because you're scared. You signed up for it. You wear a fucking badge. Your fucking job.
Again,
fight crime.
Children, if you don't see children getting shot and want to run and try to save children,
we just don't care. It just does not matter anymore. Anyway, go Mets.
I hope it
How
does.
How about those Warriors?
I hope it does. Ugh. I hope it does, Matt.
No, that Eastern Conference Finals, pretty boring.
Thank you.
By your theory, we should start arming the firemen because those motherfuckers are running.
Those fuckers are brave.
Yeah. Fire? No. It's good run, bullets. I mean, I can wear some bullets. Fucking fire is going to end
you
real
quick.
I will
run right into fire and toxic smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the big thing of 9/11, too, was the fucking stuff they were breathing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the...
Yeah. Jesus.
I kind of feel... I mean, like I said, it's been 20 years, but I feel like maybe the cops piggybacked a little bit on the bravery of the firefighters 100%. There, because I'm sure there was a lot of brave police officers there as well.
Yes.
Going into helping people, but those firemen were the first one there that ran into that motherfucker on fire instantly and didn't hesitate a second.
Yes, like we've all heard those tape recordings from that day where it's it's a fireman going up and he's just like floor 30. I ain't coming back. I'm going back up. I'm going to continue.
He's going back
to go
in.
Up.
Because there's a chance. Yeah.
But tell my wife I love it. Like, and we can't get cops to do it. We just can't.
Shit. EMTs run into shit too. Trying to save people.
And the answer is, throw them in RoboCop gear. No, just
Oh, it's such a thankless job being a cop in today's society. No, being a teacher is a thankless job in today's society. And you know what? Now they're risking their lives going to school every day to teach your kids.
And some people want them to risk it even more.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Being a cop is thankless. Sure. Motherfuckers made t-shirts with a blue line on the American flag because they idolize you. Sure. Yeah, being a cop is hard. Yeah, fuck you.
We saw big dog brand shirts, you know, the right. Blue. Yeah. Like, fuck yourself.
Wait, they still make big dog brand shirts?
They do. It's
all that.
I can't explain how they do it, but yes, it is still a brand.
That's still a fact. And it's actually a functioning company.
And it's like an inside joke at this point, I think, because the slogans are so outrageous. It's got to be someone with like a comedy background.
Someone just going to eat the millions of dollars just for the bit. Essentially, they're like,
remember Big Johnson?
Big Johnson. Yeah.
They're on that level of jokes now. Yeah.
All right. Big Dog and Big Johnson shirts are going to transition us into sports. Okay.
Sports.
We're going to do sports. Thank you very much for listening. If you're still listening, I actually feel better. So literally, I thank you because I haven't had a chance to talk about that with anybody yet. So thank you, you guys, too. I have a 10-year-old, guys. Okay.
I mean, this women's golf championship, what a sham. That was decided.
Does Oregon have a Stanford
that
problem?
Was decided earlier this month when Oregon beat Stanford for the Pac-12 championship, and you had to unfairly make them play Stanford again in like the Southern Hemisphere, where Oregon is not used to playing, by the way. It was too hot, and that championship was stolen. I need to count every shot again. I haven't seen them all. Have you seen them all? Of course you haven't seen them all because it was on Golf Channel. I don't even think they made all those birdies, Stanford. Stop the steal. Oregon won. It's unfair. It's like Alabama playing Georgia again this year. I'm sorry, Dan Lanning. You don't deserve the national championship because Alabama beat you in Atlanta for the SEC championship. So they're better than you. Why they got to play you again in a month? It's unfair.
A couple things. You saying anywhere is too hot is hilarious to me. And then two, I need an investigation into Condi Rice.
Condi.
Conspiracy. Yeah.
Conspiracy. Can't spell Condi conspiracy Rice without Tiger, a C Tiger Woods. Or Condi.
Yeah. It's a money thing, right? It's a money and power thing. Condi and Tiger. Taking down the Oregon golf
disgusting.
Team.
Disgusting. Gross. Stop the steal, NCAA. This was decided. Rematch.
On the weather topic, is this the weather you were looking for here, King? Just muggy fucking
good.
No, I'm not a muggy guy. Give me 100 and dry heat over 74 and muggy.
Oh, it's fucking gross. The worst. I can see why people in Florida are fucking the worst people on earth. Humidity. Yes. Humidity is the worst thing. Give me a blizzard. Give me the fucking Death Valley. God, humidity's awful.
Yeah, humidity is awful. I will unite with Pacific Northwest weather people on that. It is bad. It's bad.
You know, if it's like just normal hot, you can open a window, turn on a fan, you know, like cool yourself down. If it's muggy and you open a window and turn on a fan, you're blowing fucking thick, hot air into you that is already there. You're not doing anything. You're blowing around like heat fog through the fucking sky in your house.
Speaking of hot air, how about this Oregon baseball team? We're saying they might host a regional. Then they went out with a wet fart 0-2 in the Pac-12 championship in front of 9 people in Scottsdale. And why are they playing in Scottsdale? Arizona State has a perfectly fine stadium, I'm sure.
Could you imagine if they didn't? Who's an ASU baseball legend? There's a couple.
Barry
of them,
Bonds.
Right?
Dustin Pedroia?
Yeah, Pedroia.
Pedroia, Bonds. Wasn't there somebody before that, too? I feel like there's been a few of them.
I'm sure. They've won quite a few national titles.
Yeah. They're a thing. I don't know.
The Blazers today, their assistant, they hire an assistant GM, and he's a very well tanned man from ESPN. His name is Mike Mintz, expert.
I was listening to Canzano this week for like 15 minutes, and he was talking about the Blazers getting a new owner. So I don't know what brought the topic on. He was talking about the Blazers like selling the team, which she is, like she's eventually going to do it. But he was bringing up like hypothetical owners. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So a listener actually sent me this link today.
Oh, cool.
I think timing wise, there was like a calendar thing where the teams have to be for sale now, Seahawks and Blazers. So that's why it came out. Like she was always going to sell it, but like the trust time
it was in the trust.
Ran out. Yeah. Yes. And you know, she could take 4 years to sell it or whatever it is, but she has to sell it now.
She has to start the process now. Okay.
Well, I mean, so he's smart. He wanted someone to own the team that actually gave a shit.
Right.
I'm guaranteed that's why he was in there, because he knows she doesn't give a fuck about either team, really.
No.
But especially not the Blazers.
Does not care.
But some of the people he was bringing up were odd to me. I don't know. Did you hear him at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think the only one I was really like, okay, is that Larry Ellison guy. I mean, you're a co-founder of Oracle. You got the money. Like, if you look at his history, he's probably racist.
Yeah.
But if you're a billionaire, you're probably racist.
I was going to say.
Well, I'm just going to say, if you're a white billionaire, you're probably not too progressive.
A couple of the people he brought up were interesting.
You're not
too,
looking at black.com.
He brought up.
Did you say blacked.com?
Yes.
Is that what
you said? Look it up. It's a very famous website.
Yeah, Google it. Google it. Get that incognito search on you. Yeah. He brought up like Bezos's ex-wife.
Yeah, that's not happening.
He brought up Tim Cook's, or not, it wasn't Tim Cook's. It was like Steve Jobs' ex-wife or something like that too. Are they interested in buying a sports team?
What I loved about him mentioning Mackenzie Scott, and I'm sure she threw her name in the ring, is that like he was like, well, she's a philanthropist. So I'm like, what is she doing? Like treating Portland as charity? Like that?
Yeah,
that kind of sucks. That kind of hurts. I don't like that at all. Damn.
Make an infomercial about the Blazers.
Yeah.
For just 25 cents a day, you too can sponsor a Portland Trail
Blazers. Can watch Root Sports.
Yeah. We'll send you a snapback with the logo from the
70s. 4 o'clock in February against Charlotte.
Send you a low quality Rip City t-shirt for just 25 cents a day.
We'll send you Drew Eubanks anytime you want.
It says Rip City with an S.
For the price of a cup of coffee every day, you too could own Drew Eubanks. All right, I take back the saying you could own a black person. Is that problematic? Should I not have said that? I got to tell you, I'm pulling.
Get you spot on Outkick the Coverage. I'll tell you that.
I'm pulling a Costanza. You know, if I had known that was not acceptable, I never would have said it.
Was that wrong?
Is that wrong? Should I not have said that?
Because I've worked in a lot of places.
Oh, God. So, by the way, the story is that the Jody Allen has to sell the team based on the will. So the will stated, like, after 4 years, she has to sell the teams to fund his passion projects he had before he died. So whatever that is, but she literally has to sell the teams. So
hopefully it is his passion projects and not hers, like sexually assaulting guards and stealing monkey skulls. So let's hope that's not the way she
goes. One of the most amazing sentences has ever been said.
What was that? That was been last year. King brought that up and I'm still to this day.
It's insane.
I will bring that up anytime there's a chance to throw that in there.
Listener, please Google that.
Billionaires do the weirdest crimes. Like, I've stolen a Snickers, and billionaires steal monkey skulls. Just absolutely insane.
You know, when I was a kid, I stole a candy from 7-Eleven, and I felt bad and took it back.
Wow, I, look at you.
I know, I literally did that. I mean, I've stolen tons of things since then, but but I took
that first time you felt bad.
What would be the scenario with Jody Allen stealing a monkey skull and then feeling bad and then taking it back? She like shows up on somebody's front door. I feel terrible. I took this from you. I holding a monkey skull in her hand. Yeah. So the Warriors just beat the Mavericks in
Celtics in six.
In what can be regarded as one of the most boring Western Conference Finals in the history of basketball.
Of course, boring playoff of any sport.
Oh, this year's right playoffs now, it has been atrocious.
So bad.
I haven't watched basketball in 2 weeks.
Oh,
I've been watching hockey every night. It's on over basketball.
Yeah, hockey's been crazy.
My take like 10 days ago was I thought either the Heat or Celtics would beat the Warriors because the Mavs, come on. They were never winning it. I love the Chris Paul slander, but if we wanted a good series, it would have been Warriors and Suns. Like, come on. I'm still sticking with it. I think the Celtics are going to beat the Warriors. I really do.
Yeah, I gave you shit for your Celtics pick, Ski, but they are very good.
They're ugly. Man, those games suck to watch.
I feel like it's the Heat just mud up every series they're in.
Well, and the last... The last two games, Jimmy Butler is dead. His leg, like he can't jump now.
No.
It's just
Kyle Lowry shouldn't be on the fucking court.
He should never be on the court because statistically, like if you look at analytics, he's like one of the worst playoff players ever in history. Like it's crazy Kawhi Leonard won a title with Kyle Lowry as the point guard. It's insane. And oh, well, it's actually not that insane because Kevin Durant tore his ACL.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson like popped an Achilles and Steph Curry broke his hand. Oh, weird. How did the Raptors win that series? Oh, okay. I get it now.
And they barely won it too.
Yes.
Mike Lowry. By the way, nobody's beating the Warriors.
Nah, I think it's the Celtics. I think the Celtics are going to win.
I don't think they're not.
Klay Thompson is a problem. Look at his plus minus. He's bad. I say that as he killed it tonight.
He hit like seven threes tonight.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
He does that twice a series, but he is so bad defensively now.
Yeah, but that's all they need.
He used to be good. He used to be like a top-notch defender. He was sort of known for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Celtics, you don't
play for 2 years because your legs are just fucked. Probably lose a step or two on D. Yeah.
Peyton Pritchard pushing that P.
No, but fuck the NBA. Watch hockey. Is the sport we should, hockey is the sport we need to get into on the podcast.
No, like that's like, the thing. I actually noticed it like about a week ago. Listen, I'm a fake San Jose Sharks fan. Go Joe Thornton, whatever.
Your Sharks.
Pavel Bure. Maybe he was a shark. I don't think so. I think it was a Canuck. Probably a Panther. I don't know. But it ESPN and in a lower level, Turner getting the NHL back has made the playoffs so much better. Because the production they do is great. And ESPN actually covers it now because they carry it.
Better personality.
When it was on NBC Sports and like CNBC and whatever their financial channel
USA.
Was. It wasn't good.
Well, nobody watched it.
Nobody could find it.
It's more available. Like NBC is available to more people because it's
but
basic
you couldn't
cable.
Find it still.
You could get it on an antenna, you know what I mean? But
right.
Nobody fucking watched it.
No, it's not it was bad.
Yeah, ESPN like kills it with hockey.
An American sport in hockey was the equivalent of trying to find like La Liga games 5 years ago.
Bundesliga.
That's how hard it was to find hockey games on TV here.
Yeah.
Speaking of soccer,
I was going to say
the Champions League.
Premier League sort of replaced hockey on NBC, didn't it?
Like, yeah, it did. Exactly.
Yeah, pretty
Spurs, baby.
Yeah, your Spurs.
My Spurs. They finished fourth.
Dominated. And Sonny tied for the
golden boot.
Let's go.
Love it.
Well, all right. Well, who do you got winning the Champions League on Saturday? I think it's
Sunday. Is it Saturday?
Sunday. I don't know. It's this weekend. I know.
I think it's Sunday.
don't know. FC Barcelona.
It's okay. All right. Take three guesses about who's playing in it for one of the teams.
I know Liverpool's playing.
They are one. Yes. Who's the other?
Man City.
Nope.
No, Man U.
Man City lost to the team that is in it against Liverpool.
Is it Real Madrid?
It is. Yes.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Me sucking all over soccer.
Yeah. There's
Real Salt Lake is better.
There's like six teams it could be, and you got it. Nice job. Yeah. it's PSG. It's Barcelona. Actually, Barcelona sort of sucks now, but it's PSG. It's Man City. It's Liverpool. It's Real Madrid. That's pretty much it.
Is Barcelona the team you call Barcelona? What do you call them?
It's Barca or Barcelona, right?
Barca. I thought everyone calls them Barca.
I thought it was Barca.
I thought it was Bartha.
Because it's Bartha, Barcelona.
Yeah, I thought they were Castilian. Like, it's soccer's weird, man.
Soccer is weird.
Go Rapids. Go Colorado.
So by the way, I hope everybody actually listened to me last week and actually watched some of it, because all of the games I talked about where there were actually things riding on them were fucking fantastic. I mean, other than yours, because your team won by a lot.
Yeah, so it wasn't good.
Not even close. But but fucking Man City was down 2-0 in like the 78th minute and scored 3 goals in 6 minutes. And ended up winning. It was fucking incredible. Like, if they lost, Liverpool would have won the title. But they fucking came back and won. Leeds.
Not a fan of Liverpool.
Remember I talked about Leeds was on the verge of being relegated? They fucking scored a goal in the 94th minute. Like, 4th minute of stoppage time to win their game. That's fucking amazing. Fucking amazing.
They had the lead.
I watched 0 minutes of soccer this weekend.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, no, it's okay. They got highlights on YouTube if you want to see.
I can only watch one ancillary sport and give my attention to it. And that's hockey.
That's baseball.
I can watch more hockey than baseball right now. I'll tell you that,
man. Yeah, and I like baseball. This isn't an anti-baseball team at all. I haven't watched any baseball this year.
What's to watch?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm just chalking it up.
Soccer mashing now, so it's entertaining.
I'm just chalking it up to my kid playing fucking 18 games a week.
Yeah. You watch enough baseball.
God damn.
Yeah.
But like this time last year, I was all about watching the Angels with Ohtani and Trout, Padres games with Tatis Jr., Machado. I'm lost.
You'll get there. It's a long season.
Oh, I will say
there's still 140 games left. So
right. Good. I went to Dick's today to get the kid some bat grip tape.
Ooh, baby.
And man, Mike Trout, I know he's not marketable because A, baseball, and B, he's just boring.
He's boring. Yeah.
His cleats are insane. They're so dope.
Baseball cleats are very underrated style.
They had like 5 iterations of his different colorways, you know, high tops, low tops, and, you know, flat/turfs, all of them, except for there was a blue high top with strap, which I didn't get because Angels don't wear blue, but whatever. But the other 5
Angels
were so hot. They were so good.
The California Angels. Pretty sure they were
like
old Troy Percival ones had some blue.
Yeah,
these were Dodger blue. it didn't make a lot of sense.
What is bat tape?
Is it not just athletic tape?
All we use is
what is bat tape? Oh, buddy, yeah. You got to go in.
He's been out of the game for a while.
They got $40 little reels of tape now that you can put on your bat.
I would get a massive roll of athletic tape and, yes, you know, do a billion bats if you wanted to.
I was like, fuck. I picked up the $4 one. I was like, that's athletic tape. And then I picked up the $10 roll because I was like, it calls it lizard tape. And I felt it. And I was like, sure, that feels like a lizard.
P purist Ski over here. It's like, you can just use electrical tape, you losers.
No, but Ski, it's insane what they're hawking now. It doesn't make any sense. Because electrical tape, athletic tape is absolutely fine.
Electrical tape is like the slickest tape ever.
Yeah.
Hey, a little pine tar and some fucking chew spit. Now you could stick your hands to anything with that.
Yeah, just spit some chaw in your hands and you're fine.
They're in sixth grade, sir. It's not quite legal. I should have taken a picture. I was amazed. Dix had a whole wall of this tape bullshit. I was like, my God.
Well, again, I think that has to go with, you know, how all the swag, you know, the kids care but more about how they look swagger wise.
Oh, the swag.
That's like a big thing now. So it's, you got to have that fancy tape up. And
there was like 16 different variations of camo, some American flags. We know
how your kid rolls with the swag, man.
Yeah, some
skulls.
Doing
the John Randall eye stuff. The Manny Ramirez pants.
Yeah.
Like we know. But you know what I would do? I would buy like three different versions of that tape. I'd get different colors and I'd roll them all. I'd go like one roll of one color, next roll is another color. I'm rainbow in my bat, baby.
I just bought black lizard skin is what I bought.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, lizard skin.
That's awesome.
Wait, so if he's re-gripping his bat like every couple games, because you're buying multiple bats, those things are like $400.
No, the grip did kind of, it cracked. But yes, I wasn't spending like the $40 on one roll. Yeah. It's like, fuck that. Like, I'll feel rich and get you the $10 instead of the $5.
And you'll be thankful for it, goddammit.
Yes, as I sit at Ron Tonkin Field all weekend watching this fucking tournament. And no one cares, and I'm not going to extrapolate on it at all, but I got the schedule for his tournament this weekend. Teams from Canada are traveling to Hillsboro for sixth grade baseball. Why? Sure. They're bypassing Seattle and Tacoma. What? Why? To Hillsboro?
And Ron Tonkin Field, baby.
Trying to catch a hops game? Like, I don't understand it.
Little pickles game out there. Minor league baseball. King, you brought it up a month or so ago. Can the Savannah Bananas die?
Yes, thank you.
Can they die?
Mount
already, Booble please?
Is sending me these videos of Savannah Bananas. Screw you, Mount Booble.
I saw I guess you'd call it like a highlight reel that they're using to promote the Bananas. My God. If I've ever thought, you know, if they were playing real baseball, like an actual league, these guys should never be on a team again if you were associated with the Savannah Bananas.
Because
it is a joke.
Banned from the sport.
Go to the fucking circus if you want to see a fucking sideshow.
Right.
Don't you go see that fucking ballpark.
Let's just play some ball. Spit on your hands. Take a hack.
All right. Devil's advocate. Are they like the Globetrotters? Because that's sort of their point, right? They go from town to town, play random teams, do a whole bunch of gimmicky like shit, and it's all for like the show of it, right? Isn't that the point?
Yeah, but they're not good. I don't think.
Okay. So
I think that's the problem if these players were good, they'd be playing legit baseball.
No Meadowlark Lemon on the Savannah Bananas. No. I don't see Wilt Chamberlain on the Savannah Bananas.
Globetrotters are going out there dominating the Washington Generals week in and week out.
But they're not. Sure. They lose. That's true.
They have lost. They don't lose regularly. It's like they've lost like three times ever.
No, I'm talking about the Savannah Bananas.
Savannah Bananas. Okay. Fair enough. I thought you were talking about the Globetrotters. I was like, I don't think so.
That's because they have a guy on fucking stilts playing first base.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, look at our pitcher. He's wearing a kilt.
Who watches that?
Well, before this year, it was just people in Savannah, South Carolina. This year, they went on a barnstorming tour without the real team. Like, the real season hasn't even started yet because it's a college player league. So when they're playing in like February, like it's not college.
So like the pickles, right? Isn't that what
they are? Yes, they're like the Pickles, just...
Okay.
Yeah.
They had a guy having his walkout music. He's playing Guitar Hero to it as he walks to the fucking batter's box.
So wacky!
Someone has a monitor walking backwards in front of him while he plays Guitar Hero going to the batter's
lizard?
Box.
Like the lizard? Monitor lizard?
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
well, I don't know. I was thinking maybe the monitor lizard was a little.
I think if they were ever coming here, I think I would want to go, and I think the plan would be to
get blackout drunk. It's the only way
to get kicked out. Yeah, to like throw things at them and heckle them and tell them.
Listening to this, Alan Benavides.
Tell them they're not
GM
funny.
Of the Emeralds. Let's go, you coward. Let's schedule the Savannah Bananas at BK Park. Yes. We're going to be there throwing grenades of urine.
I didn't
sushi from Winco.
Same thing. Yeah, dog. We'll load up on gear from Costco and just we'll get bulk mayo and
I'm throwing turkey wraps at them.
There you go. There you go.
Pinwheels of roast beef.
How many hot dogs can you fit in this box? I'm throwing them all, baby.
Baby.
You better. Baby. You need to drink one of those half racks of those like $3 lemonade.
Oh my god! From Winco. I will say, what a deal that was.
I mean, Jesus.
Jesus.
$3.49 for a 12-pack.
It's amazing.
12-pack of Corona Limonadas. Yeah. I had the strawberry one. Pretty good.
How could you not do that? It doesn't matter how good it is.
Fair enough.
You can't beat the price.
No, you can't.
Were there fights at? Did someone get beat up at Winco?
So
when this went on sale,
people in my mentions were reporting to me about this because they were like, "Oh shit!" And the Coburg location had people putting like 17 cases in shopping carts. The Springfield location had fights. And the Bethel location just had people politely taking like four at a time because they couldn't afford carts.
by the way, that's your location.
Yes, absolutely. But I went to Coburg.
You went to the fancy one.
Wow. Right. Wow. Yeah. You took the trip.
I did. Took the train. Yeah. Midnight train to Coburg.
All right. We've talked about basketball. We've talked about Premier League. We've talked about hockey. Is there anything else?
I don't think so.
Stotts to the Lakers?
Yeah, who cares? He's not getting the job.
No? Okay.
Nah.
Anything happen this week? Okay, what you got?
I noticed, like I said, I've been watching a lot of hockey. I've noticed that hockey fans going to the game, and you know, they do the outside, you know, in Edmonton right now, they're showing outside all the fans there at some place watching the big screen.
Flame District.
95% of hockey fans.
Do you say the flame? Do you say the Flame District?
Yeah, I just made it up. I thought you guys would leave it alone.
I don't know if a lot of hockey fans are going to the Flame District. I don't know. Maybe I'm generalizing.
Right. But 95% of hockey fans wear hockey jerseys.
I was staggered
by it.
Sweaters? They're called sweaters, right?
Sweaters.
Yeah, they're sweater.
Hockey sweaters? Yeah, tarps.
Yeah, I found it very, because you know,
wearing
you see
your tarp,
you know, NFL,
there, Ski.
NFL, you see a lot of people wearing, you know, jerseys too, but not to the extent of this. And maybe, I mean, you watch enough, you know, Euro soccer. Do they all wear jerseys there?
No, fucking nobody. No one in the stadium in the Prem League wears
children.
Soccer.
Children
jerseys.
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except the pubs. People in pubs are wearing the, it's very bizarre. It's weird.
If you go into the stadium, you don't. If you are anywhere outside of the stadium and you're watching the game, then you are.
See,
it is
outside
weird.
Shot right now of the Flame Pit. Everyone wearing a tarp right now of the Flame Pit. Everyone.
Heat City.
everyone.
Don't say flame pit.
But I think the flame pit. And the weird thing is, you know, these hockey sweaters, they're like football jerseys where they are not, you know, designed to wear without shoulder pads on. So people are just fucking to swim in these things. They're huge.
And they're hot as hell, too. I mean, I don't know what the weather's like in Calgary, but I think when you're in the arena,
it probably makes sense. Because you're like, oh, I don't have to wear a sweatshirt. I can just wear my flame sweater.
Pavel Bure Flames, old vintage Flames.
Can you name a flame? Name a flame. I can't name a historical flame.
Agilnia? The one black guy that was there for a while.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I can't name another flame.
I'm trying to think of like a movie reference.
I feel all I could come up with was
Backdraft, and I was like, that man, that's not very good.
They started off in Atlanta.
What did
the Flames? The Atlanta Flames.
Were they?
They were. Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
Elias Lindholm, big old Flames. Of course. Andrew Magapanani. Yeah. What a defenseman.
Legend.
Really defined a defense that blue line.
Blue line to blue line. That's how he played.
Adam Rusacha. Yep. Between the pipes.
Sniper shot Selly.
Blue line.
I'm just repeating things I heard in Letterkenny.
Dirty fucking dangles.
Dirty fucking dangles, boys. Yeah, buddy.
Top shelves.
Dirty fucking dangles, boys.
Joe Neuwendyke. Really?
Oh, Neuwendyke. Yeah. I
recognize that as a name. It's definitely a name.
Mika Kaprizov. Gotta love him, centerman.
Yeah, Kaprizov. Fucking legend.
Or whatever, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Centerman.
Was Marty McSorley? McSorley. Ever flame?
He was a LA King, right?
Mark Savard with a C, not a K, because it's hockey.
Was McSorley a King or a Penguin?
He was a King.
Okay.
I think of him as a king. He might
that era, I mix up the Kings with the Penguins.
No, yeah,
they were the only two teams.
Pittsburgh and LA, you know, I mean, just
yeah, same thing.
Speaking of the Penguins, do you like the?
Is this a March of the Penguins question?
No. The Penguin logo that they wear now, where it's like a hockey player, or do you like the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie?
The sudden death Penguin logo. I always lean JCBD, so I think so go with that logo.
Yeah, you have to.
If a guy's doing the splits while wearing it, then
he's coming down from the roof at the igloo, as they called it.
If he's coming in to be a backup goalie for like a three-minute stint, then you're...
You just said Jean-Claude Van Damme coming in, and I was like, hopefully it's me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the logos.
Speaking of cum, did you guys see? Were one of you jokesters the one that sent me a whole thing of condoms and lube?
No. What?
I come home today and I got this in the mail, and like I think I'm getting like your
name,
served.
Is your name on it?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's from Portland, and it's just.
It's just condoms and lube?
Endless condoms and lube.
Huh.
Yeah. It's one brand is what it's called. One brand condoms.
Whoever
ordered them for me ordered me the extra large pack, which, I mean, I needed the extra large pack.
All right.
You're on the right.
Yeah, you're on the right track. Just add another extra on there.
I can't believe it. I don't get
what kind of return address you got on it.
No, it's from like the Oregon Department of Health.
That's what they send to people if, like, you request it kind of thing.
Yes,
maybe?
Yeah. You can get two of these for free a month, and there's I think 36 condoms in it.
Jesus,
can you imagine getting 72 condoms a month? I don't have the heart.
It's exhausting.
My blood pressure is too high for that. Like 72 times in a month. Can you imagine?
No, that'd be fucking terrible. That'd be a nightmare. That would be literally be a nightmare.
It would hurt at a certain. I don't know at what.
Yes,
point, but it would hurt at a certain point.
Good Lord. And I mean, who uses condoms anyway?
Right. Honestly, like,
yeah,
and no. This is bad and whatever.
It's a no. It's a no.
But I've used them as jokes more than using them, like, to be serious. Hey, it's funny. Let's have condom sex. I'm like, this sucks. You throw it off.
You sneak it on there.
No. My God, this is funny. We'll use one.
April Fool.
What do you like? Pull out like you're gonna bust in her face, but you have the condom on, so you like give her a little scare like that.
No. It's you know, it's been it's been a pre-coital thing. We'll just hey, whatever. It's rib. This is funny, and we're both like, this is not this isn't cool.
No, and then like, and look then you're
I mean, look at that. Look at that little smiley face on this thing.
Hey, it's good. They got to market to the kids, buddy. Jesus,
definitely.
This one cracks me up. Because it says open 24 hours, and I'm just assuming that's a vagina.
Whoever the marketing is for these condom brands,
it's really good
on point.
Genius,
really
genius. Yeah, they got some. Yeah. They didn't hold back on spending money on graphic designers.
Yes, nope. But I need to know. I need to know what's fessed up to it. Someone
What this sounds like? This sounds like your eldest going on to like Planned Parenthood's website and ordering a pack under your name and having it sent to your house. That's what this sounds like.
He's been freaking out because this next week they're doing sex after the entire week and he's
no.
I think it's time for you to mess up, but you have a mistress who sends you a condom.
Who's that?
No one's banging a mistress with a condom. Let's just be real there.
According to Ski, no one is banging a mistress with a condom. So
yeah.
In your face.
Yeah, that's.
Isn't that why
you have a mistress? Taking risks.
Yeah, you don't have a mistress to wrap it up.
That is true.
I mean, why do you think so many mistresses get knocked up by dudes? It's like that's why.
But look, there's a handy like instruction thing on what it looks like when you put one on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're really tugging that meat.
I mean, I don't. God, there are so many places I want to go with this train of jokes and that I don't even feel comfortable on this podcast doing those jokes. It's like there were like abortion jokes floating through my head. There was so much more that I was just I probably shouldn't.
Here's an interesting tidbit. I have seen a lot of penises in the last week because I watched Jackass 4.5 and I watched the first three episodes of Kids in the
Welcome-
Hall.
Welcome to the podcast. He's just talking about how many penises he's seen in the last week. So yeah,
Erica watched Jackass 4.5 as well. Erica, rate the penises.
Many penises.
Who had the best penis?
Oh my God, I don't even
the best.
Know.
Who had the best penis?
Poopy? Was she a poopy fan?
I don't even know who any of their names are.
Oh. You don't know Steve-O?
I mean, sure.
The Steve-O show is dog.
Rate that penis. Rate that penis. Penis pump.
You are so
penis
glad you put
pump.
A earphone in.
Yeah, right.
I'm going back for ice cream now. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, what a prude.
That's what Ski considers it.
No. But for all the penises you see in Jackass 4.5, seeing Dave Foley's
Dave Foley's dick
threw me off.
Erica's lying. She liked a token black guy's penis the best.
Oh, right.
And who's the token black guy?
I don't know. There probably was one. I don't know.
Okay.
They have two black guys now for Jackass.
Oh yeah, Jackass. They got the dude from Loiter Squad, right? What's his name? Damn it, I can't remember his name. But the guy from like Tyler the Creator's crew. He's part of the Jackass crew now.
Oh.
I don't know.
Have you guys seen the like Jackass movie?
I have not.
The new one?
No, I haven't yet.
No. Yeah.
Waiting for that to be free.
Wait, you saw 4.5 before you saw 4?
Yeah.
Yes. And I just hope it doesn't ruin the plot.
The one thing that cracked me up the most
about 4.5 is, you know, they're taping it, whatever. And then it kind of goes on a break. And they're like, yeah, you know, we took 8 months off, 9 months off because of COVID, right? So all these people that are putting their dicks in like a cobra's mouth are now taking precautions with masks, which is good, but it's funny, right? Because before, you know, they're putting their anus in a volcano.
Right.
And the most shocking thing was Johnny Knoxville showing up all of a sudden fully gray.
Yeah.
Fully gray. Was he dyeing his hair? Or did the pandemic?
Oh, 100%. Oh, no, he was dyeing his hair for sure. Oh,
yeah, he must have been. Yep.
He's in a lot of movies, man. Yeah, he's trying to act like he's not in his like mid-50s with that dye job. He's rocking.
Yeah, that ship sailed. He's like no longer physically capable of doing things anymore. No. So he's like, you know what? If I'm not doing these, then I might as well just.
I mean, sometimes you got to retire some of these guys for CTE by now. I mean, Knoxville, he's got to go. Aaron McGehee, his brain is fucking mush. He's got to be retired from Jack. Yeah. That dude gets punished more than any person on earth.
I actually felt bad watching him in 4.5. I really did, because not only he has Herschel Walker's brain, but he just looks around like, why are you guys tormenting me? It's been so long. This hurts. Yeah. And some of the stuff, it's like, boy, that hurts. And he looks like it hurts, but he can't like actually say the words that hurts.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Speaking, I totally spaced it. We got to do our list. We got like 4 minutes to do our list, and we're talking about movies. So let's jump into it. So our list, speaking of sad things, like Ray Liotta died. Ray Liotta, a fucking legend. You know, don't really need to talk about Ray Liotta. You know who Ray Liotta is. He's fantastic. So our top three Ray Liotta movies. This isn't a funny one. This is our top three Ray Liotta movies, period. Hey, you got the boing back. Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Now
we're back. Yeah. Okay. All right. Who wants to start?
Number three top Ray Liotta movie. Son of a bitch. The Italian Gangster.
Motherfucker.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. You just jumping in line like a motherfucker.
Is there an actual movie called The Italian Gangster? Are you just saying every movie he's in where he's a gangster?
Yeah.
Playing
an Italian gangster.
Is your number two going to be The Italian Gangster 2?
Yeah. Why are you guys trying to ruin my list?
quit skipping ahead.
All right. On Italian Gangsters, number three for me, Goodfellas.
That's three. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
my list is funny. Okay.
All right. My number three, I guess, is Field of Dreams. I don't even like Field of Dreams.
But... Boo! God, I was hoping one of us did not say that.
Hannibal. Okay, Hannibal. I'll replace it with Hannibal. All
right, please.
There. Number three is Hannibal. There. You know he's in a movie coming out called Cocaine Bear. Have you read? Do you know what Cocaine Bear is?
Nope. Sounds awesome.
Cocaine.
Drug smuggler flying to Colombia, crashes his plane. Huge thing of cocaine. A bear eats it, and that's
Speaking
what the movie's
of bears,
about.
Oh. Have you guys seen that Winnie the Pooh is now public domain? And they're making murder movies about
the horror movie
Winnie and Piglet. Yeah,
that's not great.
My number two Ray Liotta movie of all time, rest in peace, Ray Liotta, is The One in the Casino. With Italian gangsters. But not the movie Italian Gangster.
No, of course not.
That'd be silly.
All right, my number two is Operation Dumbo Drop.
Nice.
It is a, you know, dumb movie, title like that. It's a very good movie.
Oh, that's
Operation Dumbo
Drop
is a good movie. It is a good movie.
It's a statement. Wow. And by the way, the fact that he's in it is enough. Like, that's great. Like
He signed on for a movie called Operation
Dumbo Drop. His agent was like, I got this script. Here you go, Ray. It's perfect for you. my number two is Goodfellas. All right. Moving ahead. What's your one, King?
My number one Ray Liotta movie of all time is the one where Joe Pesci went, give a load of this.
Get a load of this?
Okay.
That has to be a line.
What's your one, Ski?
Oh, that's definitely a line. My number one Ray Liotta movie is No Escape. by far his best movie.
Where's The Escape? You know,
they put all their criminals on this island.
They fuck you with The Escape.
Yeah, why are we on an island?
My number one is Revolver, which is a Guy Ritchie movie. Jason Statham. He plays the bad guy in it. He's very good. He's very good in that. And I like Guy Ritchie. And I think that movie's great.
He's married to Madonna. What the fuck?